BBC News with Eileen McHugh. Western leaders have welcomed the acceptance by Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai of the decision to hold a runoff presidential election against his main rival, Abdullah Abdullah. President Obama said Mr. Karzai's agreement to the runoff was an important step in ensuring a credible electoral process.
President Karzai, as well as the other candidates, I think, have shown they have the interests of the Afghan people at heart. This is a reflection of a commitment to rule of law and an insistence that the Afghan people's will should be done.
The vote will be held on November the 7th. Mr. Karzai's election rival, Abdullah Abdullah, said he hoped the lessons of the first round had been learned and voters would be able to have a free and fair poll.
The process has been a protracted process, and it's almost 2 months after the elections that we have, but it will strengthen the faith of the people on the democratic process.
The government-backed election commission accepted that the cancellation of fraudulent first-round votes had taken Mr. Karzai below the percentage required for an outright victory in August's ballot. A Taliban commander has told the BBC that the group carried out double suicide attacks on the International Islamic University in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. At least 4 people were killed and many more injured in the attacks. The commander said that all of Pakistan was now a war zone. The Interior Minister, Rehman Malik, said the attackers had proved themselves to be neither friends of Islam nor friends of Pakistan. The West African group ECOWAS has suspended Niger after President Mamadou Tandja went ahead with Tuesday's parliamentary election. The group had called on Mr. Tandja to postpone the election indefinitely and start negotiating with the opposition. The ECOWAS Director of Political Affairs, Abdel Fattah Moussa, said the organization would now impose full sanctions on Niger. He said Niger faced further repercussions.
Once the sanctions are imposed on Niger, the Niger file is going to be transferred to the African Union, which is obliged to adopt similar measures vis-à-vis Niger. And it will not end there. It might end up at the level of the UN Security Council, you know, which means you have Niger, which is going to be completely outside the international community.
President Obama has urged the Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki to secure the passage of a draft election law through the Iraqi parliament, as failure to do so could delay the upcoming January elections. Mr. al-Maliki, who is in Washington for a conference aimed at encouraging international investment in Iraq, said he was determined to get the electoral law passed in time. Mr. Obama met the Iraqi leader at the White House and restated the United States' intention to withdraw all American combat troops from Iraq by next August. World News from the BBC. The Republic of Congo has signed an agreement to lease 2,000 square kilometres of land to South African farmers. The Congolese Agriculture Minister, Tridjobert Mabundu, said the deal with a South African farming union would bring expertise to the country and reduce its dependence on food imports. The United States has given $5 million worth of military equipment to Mali to help the security forces combat Islamist insurgents. The equipment includes military vehicles, communication devices and clothing. The American ambassador to Mali said security was a growing concern as the Islamist group Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb had this year taken a number of hostages and beheaded a British citizen. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog, Mohamed El-Baradei, says progress at talks between Iran and world powers on the deal, which could help ease fears about the Iranian nuclear program, is slower than expected. The talks are due to resume on Wednesday. Bethany Bell reports from Vienna.
Mr. El-Baradei said he still hoped an agreement would be reached at the Vienna talks, but he said that progress had been slower than he expected. The Americans and the Iranians met directly for talks, but few details were released. On the table are plans to send much of Iran's enriched uranium to France and Russia to be refined for use in a research reactor in Tehran. But Iran has objected to France being part of the deal and may also be reluctant to send its uranium abroad.
The Constitutional Commission of the Nicaraguan Supreme Court has voted to allow the country's president, Daniel Ortega, the right to seek re-election for a second consecutive term in 2011. The court's Constitutional Commission, which consists mainly of judges loyal to Mr. Ortega's left-wing Sandinista party, found that the law barring consecutive terms was invalid. Correspondents say that the ruling still needs the approval of all 16 Supreme Court justices. BBC News.